Hello, my name is Amy Thorin. I am a Lutheran. I'm the pastor and director at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church and Campus Center in Champaign, Illinois. We have many ecologically minded grad students at the congregation, and a Reverend Jeff Wild, retired from Madison, Wisconsin, has offered as his part of the anniversary of the Reformation, and also part of the eco-reformation kind of movement, to gift congregations and other Lutheran institutions. So, for example, some kind of assisted living care center, and at least one ELCA college, at least one ELCA seminary, et cetera, at least one campus center, so ours, with the materials and instructions, should they be needed, to install an herb garden in honor of Katharina von Bora, who was a skilled herbalist when she entered the convent at the age of five. Became quite skilled in herbs and what they do, what they can be used for. We are on the edge of the campus of the University of Illinois, and we are right at a bus stop. So we decided to put it in both the sunniest spot as well as the most visible spot. And we have let's see, parsley, lovage, which I had never heard of before. Apparently it's some Middle Ages kind of an herb. Lovage. We have pale purple coneflower, which is native. We have two different native grasses, drop seed, and I'm forgetting the other one at the moment. We've got butterfly weed and milkweed, rosemary, basil, mint. We also decided to expand the notion and the reality of an herb garden into also a garden that would attract pollinators because of the desperate need to support that ecosystem there. So we have an herb/pollinator garden, and all of the wood was made with repurposed wood, and they actually are closet doors that were found at Habitat Restore, so they're beautiful. They look nicer than any other raised bed garden you will see. Oh my goodness, let me just say that the resurrection account from the fourth gospel, from John's gospel, I have played with and been inspired by this year, especially in the idea of Jesus as mistaken for the gardener, and Jesus as master gardener of the new creation. And I believe that we are called to be part of this new creation, and that the new creation can very easily be compared to a garden. To, of course, we've got garden imagery all the way from Genesis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, new creation, garden, things that grow, things that sustain, things that are related. I've also gotten very much into the idea of planting and gardening plants as social systems as well, and not just, you know, throwing an individual flower plant here and there where you think it'll make your house look cuter, but how these plants get along with or don't get along with each other, and how they can hang out well together and also be beneficial for our local ecosystems. So for me, earth care is critical. But it's far more than that. I believe the human shouldn't be called the human as apart from nature. You know, we always say humans and nature. We've got to get along with nature. Well, actually, we've got to get along with ourselves. I mean, we are nature.